It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. The CHP is in charge of patrolling the state highways and making sure motorists are following the rules of the road. To give us details on what's happening on the Motherlode highways, our guests are CHP Sonora Unit Lieutenant Commander Destiny Tafoya and San Andreas Unit Lieutenant Commander Mayo Benuelos. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. First, let's give the listeners some details on both of your backgrounds. Lieutenant Tafoya?
Well, I've been with the California Highway Patrol for about 19 years now. I started down in the LA area where I patrolled for about 9 years before becoming an investigator, handling various crimes like freeway shootings, cargo theft, etc. I went from there to promote to sergeant in Coachella Valley, where I worked for a couple of years before coming up to the beautiful Central Valley. I've been Commander here in Sonora for a little over 3 years, and it really was like coming home when I came here because I grew up in rural Colorado, and the sense of community and everything is just so overwhelming up here. I think that's what makes us all so special.
And how about you, Lieutenant Commander Benuelos?
Well, I also have been on for a little bit over 19 years, but I first started my experience, my career with the Highway Patrol as an explorer. It's a great opportunity. It's an explorer program in 1997 as an explorer in the Modesto area. So I was born in the Bay Area, moved to the Modesto area, Central Valley, when I was about 6 years old. My dream was to become a CHP officer, and I was able to accomplish that by joining the explorer program, where I served for a little bit over 5 years before I went to the CHP Academy in 2002.
Can you explain the explorer so the listeners understand what that is?
Yeah, so it's a program for all youth. It used to be 16 to 21. Now it's 15 to 21, where we try to recruit our kids from our own local communities to bring to the office so they can explore a career with the CHP, where they go through a different level. There's level 1 through 4 academies. They go on ride-alongs. They provide a lot of volunteer service to the department, and it just it's going to help them teach discipline, and that's you know, it's exploring, of course. You're not required to pursue a career, but a lot of people that join this program, they have a passion for law enforcement, and we can mold our kids at a young age. We're down staffing right now, so recruitment's a big issue. The Explore program is big. I'm trying to revamp our Explore program in Calaveras County in San Andreas. Prior to COVID, we had it running, but we're trying to get back our program up and running. It's an issue that we've been having.
Well, it looks like it works, too, because look where you are,
yes,
Lieutenant Commander.
Yes, a lot of my friends that I was an explorer with during that era have come on the department. I still keep in touch with them. So it's a program that's very successful. And like I said, we get to recruit our own people, our own kids at a young age. I still keep in touch with a lot of my old explorer advisors that mentored me throughout my career. And they've been good friends for me.
And then also detail the areas that you patrol.
So upon graduation, I was assigned to the San Jose area in the Bay Area. Great time. Spent there about 2 years. I wanted to come back to the Central Valley, so I went to Madera for a year and a half. I couldn't get back to Modesto. Finally went back to Modesto. I served there for over 2.5 years. It was nice serving my own community where I grew up. I love that area. It's passion. My parents still live there. And then my hard work paid off, and I got to go work in our Golden Gate division in the Bay Area, back on Auto Theft Task Force out there, working complex investigations. Did 2.5 years there. Came back to Stanislaus County, where I served with our Central Division, ISU, and Stanislaus County Auto Theft Task Force. A lot of the locals here might know of a task force. Then I found the calling. My buddy convinced me to promote. It was time on. I think I had about 12 years on the job. So I decided to promote, and I was fortunate enough to promote in Modesto. I got to stay home. Spent about a year and a half on graveyards the whole time in Modesto, where I get to go mentor our new officers and great time. And eventually went back to the task force as a supervisor at StanCat. And finally, my buddy again, let's take the lieutenant's test. And promoted to lieutenant, went to a Redwood City area and back in the Bay Area. Did about a little bit over a year there and came back to Merced for about 10 months. And since I came here to San Andreas, it's been about a year and 2 months now where I've been serving here in San Andreas as a commander. So,
and what's your first impression?
Truly a hidden gem. I've heard this before. just the community that we serve here, the amount of support that we get from the community, you can't beat that. Just the passion that you want to come serve here every day. So you have that support from the community here.
And also, why don't you give the listeners an idea of what areas you patrol, Lieutenant Commander Tafoya?
The Sonora area patrols all of Tuolumne County and a portion of Mariposa County, including Coulterville, Greeley Hill, Don Pedro, and part of LaGrange.
And Lieutenant Commander Benuelos?
Yeah, we cover all of Calaveras County, and we cover a portion of Alpine County past Ebbets Pass on State Route 4. So we have a small area of Alpine County as well, which border South Lake Tahoe area.
What are you seeing out on the roadways in Calaveras County and that section of Alpine County?
Over there, it's usually close during the winter because of the pass. However, we do get a lot of people that want to go up there. It's beautiful scenery, beautiful area to travel. It'll get you in the back area towards Nevada. But we these are narrow roadways, and sometimes we do have you have to learn how to navigate, negotiate, take your time. They're narrow roadways. Know the geographical area before you come. Try to do some research. If there's a down trees or traffic hazards, that can delay traffic. People get impatient. So just got to be just know your geographical area, animals, deer that can come out at any time in those areas. But just be patient. Don't speed. Take your time. Enjoy the scenery.
And what about you, Lieutenant Commander Tafoya?
We're definitely seeing an increase in more aggressive driving behaviors in our area as well. Tailgating, speeding, unsafe passing. Everybody seems to be in a really big hurry right now. And I'd just like to ask them all to please slow down. Take your time. It's beautiful scenery. Enjoy it.
Yeah. And can you tell me, also in Tuolumne County, we started out the year, the first 2 months, 7 fatal accidents. What do you attribute that rise to?
I'm going to say it probably has to do with that unseasonably good weather that we had, along with the relaxation of all the pandemic restrictions, because people were out there, they were being aggressive, and most of those, 2 of those were DUI collisions, 6 out of the 7 were local residents, which tells you they know the roadways.
Right.
So I think it was just a little bit, the weather was too good, and they all felt a little bit free being able to be out again. Again, seatbelts, distracted driving, DUI, those are our big focuses.
And you did take steps to try and rein this in. You put on more patrols. Tell us about that.
Yes, we did. We started doing what we call SEUs, which are like a saturation patrol, like targeting specific items. And I think it has helped because I hate to say it, but knock on wood, coming into June, we're still at that 7. So there haven't been any more since then. It's difficult with staffing issues and whatnot, but our guys are, you know, they're all local. Everyone who works in this area lives in this area. This is their home. So they take it very serious.
Are you still having those patrols, or have you been able to drop those because we've been doing so well?
We are trying to still do them. It has to do with staffing, but whenever we have an extra person, we send them out to target those exact things. The aggressive driving, the seatbelts, the DUI, and the distracted driving. Those 4 things are such our focus this year.
Got you. And Lieutenant Commander Benuelos, you just recently had 3 fatals. Tell us about that.
Yes. For the year so far, we've had 7. But during the week right before the fair, we had 3 within 1 week. And for our area, that's a significant amount. The last one was a motorcycle leaving the fair, out of town, traveling eastbound on State Route 4 towards Arnold. At this time, we believe that speed, unfamiliar with the roadway, you know, those curves there,
yeah,
ran off the roadway and hit a tree. Unfortunately, the rider was pronounced deceased there at the scene. We had another expedition traveling high speed on State Route 4, ran off the roadway, trying to figure out what happened there at nighttime into a tree. And a few days before that, we had a BOL, be on the lookout. We had a report of a speeding Mustang coming down through Moak Hill, McCollum Hill mm-hmm. area. Ended up turning over there westbound on State Route 26. Same thing, high speed evidence there at the scene into a tree.
So does that seem to be the main thing, is the high speed and the curvy roads?
Yes, high speed and just unfamiliar with the roadways.
Well, we'll return with more Motherlode Views following a word from our community-minded sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And we'll be right back.